Aloha and welcome to the Exotic Hour. I'm Kudra Clover, and I'm here with Captain Kush.
Glad to be here on this exciting voyage.
And where are we today, Barold?
Tiki Oasis in San Diego.
2009. This is where you see all kinds of action.
This is the greatest, largest gathering of tiki aficionados from around the galaxy.
So stick around, because we're going to play some wild new exotic.
From Tiki Oasis. Now, how long has this been going on? Can you tell us a little bit about...
It started about 9 years ago because this is the ninth one. That's how I know. I number them so that I can remember how long it's been going on. Next year's the 10th anniversary, the greatest tiki show on Earth.
Oh, yeah. You can tell us anything about it?
Well, it's kind of a secret, except that it will be the greatest tiki show on Earth. Lots of show. Imagine yourself sitting at a dinner show in Hawaii, except that it's 10 times bigger and wilder and more fun.
Awesome. Is there any highlights from this year's show that you'd like to talk about?
Oh, man. We had a couple of classic performers, Davy Allen and the Arrows, and the Lively Ones, original 1963 Surf Act. And then our headliners are great, Phantom Surfers, the Blue Hawaiians, returning headliners backed by popular demand. King Kukulele brought out his whole band, the Freaky Tikis. That's a rare appearance featuring DJ Bonebreak on drums. Or vibes, I'm not sure. there's so many highlights. You know, there's so much going on, it's hard to keep track of it all. Even me.
Okay, well, we look forward to next year, but are you going to come to Maui?
Here today, gone to Maui.
Yeah! Hey. I'm gonna come!
Where else can I go after I've conquered San Diego? What's the next step?
We
got to go to the islands.
Thank you. So Otto, I just wanted to know about the tiki community. It's a movable party that goes from, yours is the best, but it goes all over the people all over the world. What is it that keep? What's the commonality between all these people? What is this tiki?
There are gatherings all over the world. There's the Hooky Lau, and there's a Hot Rod Hula Hop, and there's a couple in Europe. If you come to Tiki Oasis, you get a flavor of every aspect of the Tiki community.
Yeah,
there's mixologists.
Sure.
There's, you know, Martin Cade is a West Coast mixologist. We had Beach Bum Berry 1 year. So there's that element. There's artists. There's carvers. Obviously, there's musicians because we have the live music.
The dancing.
Pin-up girls.
Awesome.
Guys with dune buggies and woodies and hot rods. It, you know, every aspect. Whoever is doing something, they're bringing it to the Oasis. So it's like this big mumbo jumbo gumbo of tiki.
It's definitely mumbo jumbo, especially the morning after. You feel your brain feels like mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, if you do all day partying, you do all day shopping, then all night partying, then after hours there's room parties, and when you wake up in the morning,
oh,
you don't even
crawl,
know where you're at.
The crawl.
And these people
it's
know hard. How to mix drinks better than anyone in the world. This is the fine art, the science of mixing drinks, which is a forgotten art, but you come to Tiki Oasis and you'll learn it quick.
Yeah, and quite often each
even
room party has their own recipe, so you can
volcano.
Sample different drinks as you
volcano.
Walk along.
Brian, and you guys are from what?
The Tikiaki Orchestra.
And how long have you guys been together?
A year and a half.
How would you describe your music?
Exotica.
Yeah?
But we branch out and change it up a little bit.
There's elements of lounge and crime jazz.
Surf.
We have a lap steel player, and you know, we have a guitar, which is not typical for Exotica, so have that kind of Hawaiian and surf sound kind of brought into it.
Excellent.
And of course the Latin percussion and the vibes and the whole thing. It's a 7-piece band, so there's a lot going on.
And you guys are going to play tonight in one of the rooms?
Yes.
Yeah.
The midnight pajama party.
Oh, I'm going to that.
It's
going to
be a sauna in there.
Yeah,
we're
going to
lose weight.
Good. Oh, so what song are we going to hear? What's a good a crime?
One of the crime, we got like two of that kind of style. One is called Singapore Swing.
Ooh.
And the other one's called Bally Highball.
So which one should I play?
You should play Singapore Swing.
Okay, so here we go with Singapore Swing.
On.
Okay, okay, you. Who is from Holland.
Yes.
But also an Exotica recorder.
Yeah.
And what...
Actually, I do live in America for a long time already, and I'm even American citizen. But originally, I'm from Holland. Yeah.
And is there a lot of Exotica over there?
No, absolutely nothing. No, no.
And how did you get interested in this?
Yeah, I get interested through Bosco. When I met Bosco, I'm married to him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm his wife. So in '98, we got together, and you know, he knew I was a musician. I've always been a musician, and all kinds of stuff, started up punk rock and experimental stuff and whatnot. And he said, you know, you can do that Exotica stuff. So, what the hell, you know? And just started doing one CD and then first a cassette. And then CD, another CD, another.
And you have your latest one out, which we're going to hear something from. It's called...
Ritualis.
Ritualis. So what song do you recommend we play?
I don't know. If you like... you're putting me on the spot here. I think Mating Call is really good. That's kind of like a tribal thing, you know, where if you're thinking about... you know, virgins and stuff like that running around.
Oh,
and
that kind of stuff, you know? Okay.
It's so great to be at the Tiki Oasis.
Oh my god, I spilled a Mai Tai in the laptop.
Oh my god,
okay, this next song is Bamboo Skin by Tiki Joe's Ocean. Enjoy. Thank you.
A man sitting in front of me, he's got bones in his beard, and he's Crazy Al Evans. Now, Crazy Al, what do you do? What are you famous for?
I'm a sculptor artist, and I create incredibly detailed tikis.
Excellent. And don't you also make music?
Yes, I also carve very undetailed tikis with an axe on stage to jungle drums.
Oh, yeah!
And Hawaiian guitar.
Excellent, excellent. So,
do you play these instruments while you carve?
No, I play the tiki, basically.
Wow, this is great!
Percussive blasts of power protrude from the tiki as the jungle elements are performed around. And, you know, at the end of a show, you actually have a tiki.
How did you come to be named Crazy Al?
I mean, just
looking at you, I couldn't possibly imagine.
Tiki's hanging from his ears, got skulls around his neck. He's got a little tiki here.
He's got tiki bones in his beard.
Yes, well, it all kind of accumulates over time in the mania of the gold, you know, culture. But I don't know if last night was a little bit of it with the Blue Hawaiians. I'm usually on stage doing something crazy during a drum solo. And I was doing that about 20 years ago with a band called the Swingin' Tikis. They started calling me Crazy Al. And 20 years later, I'm still, you know,
crazy.
You think
whatever.
You might come to Maui and be crazy? You'd fit right in.
I could try.
She should try. Maybe do this kind of festival
look
there.
When you go.
Yeah, maybe I could work that out.
Okay. Okay. Thanks.
The insanity
sounds like a crazy idea.
I love it.
The craziness continues.
Okay, I'm with Andy Nizel, and he has, introduce your album.
Well, it's The Exoticating Waves of Tiki Joe's Ocean. It just came out in June. It's kind of a mix of Martin Denny, Arthur Lyman, yeah. Les Baxter, and a little bit of me. And so I put a little flavor into each song. Each song has its own personality, and I really hope you enjoy it.
So what are we going to hear next?
So what we're going to hear next is Polynesian Dreams. And you are listening to The Exotic Hour with Kudra Clover. Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoyed the show. Be sure to join us next Friday at 5 for more Island Exotica.